News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Environment Minister Dara O'Brien has ruled out developing nuclear energy here as an answer to the country's pressing need for clean energy and our energy insecurity. The minister has said, not only is it not on the table, it's not even in the room in terms of discussing nuclear energy. And Dennis Duff, who is a chartered engineer and co-founder of 18 for Zero, an Irish voluntary group of energy, nuclear, environment and medical and health experts, joins me now. Your reaction to the minister dismissing all notion of us looking at nuclear energy out of hand, Dennis?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, it's stunning, to be honest with you. There's a big difference between Ireland not going nuclear and Ireland not looking at nuclear. And we think that the minimum we should do is look and have proper reasons. If we decide not to go nuclear at a time when there are record temperatures in the European Union at the moment, we have the highest electricity prices in Ireland, we have some of the dirtiest electricity in the European Union, and we don't have enough energy, and particularly clean energy, to drive our industry and even to house our people, I think we should be looking at all options and then make a rational decision on which ones we should choose to pursue.
And Dennis, why do you think we're not looking at it? Is it some kind of an emotive thing? Is it an ignorance on our part and on the minister's part? What do you think the rationale is here?
Yeah, I wouldn't like to say ignorance because that has kind of connotations. But it possibly goes back to 1980, 45 years ago, when Ireland was considering putting in a nuclear power station in Cairnsore Point in County Wicklow and County Wexford. But instead, we decided it was easier to put in the coal-fired power station in Moneypoint, County Clare, to the unbridled joy of many so-called environmentalists who were happy that we didn't go nuclear and didn't mind that we were going to emit over 200 million tonnes of carbon dioxide, NOx, SOx, which causes acid rain, and other pollutants. Okay. So I think it's just, it was the easier thing and it became the mindset of Ireland, it's too hard to do nuclear.
It does seem to be the mindset, but in terms of green and clean energy, can we not do what we need to do just using renewables?
Well, we should certainly use renewables, but we can't just use renewables. We cannot get to our emissions targets and we cannot keep to any kind of reasonable price and have reliable electricity with just renewables. We will need lots of other things like we will need storage, we will need battery storage and hydrogen storage, which is a very long lead time and dubious economics. We will need carbon capture and storage to take the carbon dioxide and store it underground. That's currently against the law as well. Nuclear is also against the law. But Ciara, what happens is how countries decarbonise their electricity systems is very well known. If you have lots of hydro, use lots of hydro. If you don't have lots of hydro, you must use nuclear. The evidence is clear all over Europe and all over the world.
And what about wind? Because we do hear, Dennis, the analogy that we are the Saudi Arabia of wind.
Yes, we hear that. Have a look around today. There's not much wind out today, so there won't be much wind energy. Now, being the Saudi Arabia, I haven't noticed it. I've noticed my prices going up. If you look at the offshore wind energy plan, and it's a good plan, but it's far from being the Saudi Arabia. It is estimated that it's going to cost every household in Ireland many hundreds, if not thousands of euros per year to implement this plan to become the Saudi Arabia of wind. Now, in Saudi Arabia, their citizens live tax-free.
Yeah. I do presume that building nuclear facilities here, modern nuclear facilities, and I know you can build quite small, quite efficient, yes, relatively clean ones. I am aware of this. But there's still a cost involved in that too. That's going to cost the consumer money too, no?
Yes, there is a price on it. And nuclear isn't relatively clean. Nuclear is the cleanest, it's the lowest emitter of carbon dioxide of any technology.
Low in terms of carbon. What about the nuclear waste?
Yeah, well, actually, what about the nuclear waste? Nuclear waste, look, it's scary, but does it mean it's dangerous? For over 65 years of generating nuclear electricity all around the world, there hasn't been a single health, environmental or other issue with the storing of nuclear waste from nuclear power stations.
But what about Fukushima? What about Chernobyl? These are issues that are imprinted in people's minds.
Yes, very scary. Fukushima, if you actually look back at it, you see, well, how many people, when we think of Fukushima, we think of the nuclear incident. How many people died from that incident from radiation? Zero. But we forget about the 20,000 people that died from the high levels of water and from the earthquake. So it's actually, it's scary. But when you look at the actual facts of it, you find that nuclear waste isn't the big, isn't dangerous at all. It's the most well-managed waste. And after all, it's the only waste that actually disappears in time.
Right.
Because that's the nature of radioactivity.
Look, I take your point, and obviously you are an advocate for it and you want it to be looked at, but I'd love to know what people think out there this morning. That is Dennis Duff, who's a chartered engineer and the co-founder of 1840. Shane, have you?
I saw a stat once that more people have died from one coal mine in West Yorkshire than from across the entire world from nuclear. But all that being said, there isn't there. Hope in hell of us building a nuclear... We can't build a wastewater treatment plant.
No, that's true.
We're not going to build a nuclear power plant.
But does that not say something? If the science supports it, why are we set against it?
Because fear trumps science every time.
That's bad news. Look, let us know what you think, though. We'd love to hear from the show.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.